WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Sondheim Sings Volume 1 is a collection of demo recordings from Stephen Sondheim's private archives. They span the years 1962 to 1972 and include Sondheim singing such songs as Losing My Mind, Send in the Clowns, and Broadway Baby. Music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
I'm just a Broadway baby, walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a show. Broadway baby, learning how to sing and dance, waiting for that one big chance to be in a show.
With a few exceptions, most songwriters aren't particularly good singers. But we want to hear composers singing their own songs because they convey subtleties of meaning and feeling we don't always hear from better vocalists. About his own singing, Stephen Sondheim said, "For those of you who have not had the pleasure of hearing my voice before, I tend to sing very loud, usually off pitch, and always write in keys that are just out of my range."
The sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I love you so, it's like I'm losing my mind. About you. I talk to friends, I think about you. And do they know? It's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my mind?
It's especially revealing to hear early versions of passages that Sondheim later changed. For example, in Losing My Mind, he sings, "I love you so, it's like I'm losing my mind." But by the time Follies opened, Sondheim had changed "I love you so" to "I want you so." It's a subtle change. This character is being driven crazy less by frustrated affection than by frustrated desire. The final version is more powerful because it's less romantic, less sentimental. There are also unusual songs that never made it into the shows for which they were intended. Here's the almost melancholy Invocation, which was replaced by the more suitably upbeat, playful Comedy Tonight as the opening number of the farcical A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Gods of the theater, smile on us. You who sit up there stern in judgment, smile on us. You who look down on actors, and who doesn't, bless our little company and smile on us. Think not about deep concerns, think not about dark dilemmas. We offer you rites and revels, smile on us for a while. Gods of the theater, smile on us.
Many of the songs on this collection are dark, even bitter in tone. So it's a treat to hear the relish, the breathless energy and speed with which Sondheim tears into the hilarious Everybody Ought to Have a Maid, also from Forum.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a working girl. Everybody ought to have a lurking girl to putter around the house. Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a menial, consistently congenial, and quieter than a mouse. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who, when fetching you your slipper, will be winsome as a whippoorwill and graceful as a grouse. Fluttering up the stairway, shuttering up the windows, cluttering up the bedroom, buttering up the master, puttering all around the house.
There was a TV documentary in which Sondheim was coaching young British singers. His advice was extremely precise and pointed about character, musical phrasing, attention to verbal nuance and implication. His demonstrations really made the young performers better, smarter, more efficient. At one point, he introduced what he called a medley of my greatest hits, Send in the Clowns. He wanted the young singers to underplay, which is just what he himself does.
Isn't it rich?
Sondheim, of course, is famous for his wit, his intelligence, his musical subtlety. But many of us who love his scores love them for their cutting honesty and depth of feeling. I'm reminded a little of T.S. Eliot and his most famously intimidating poem, The Wasteland. People are daunted by its complex frames of reference. Yet when you listen to Eliot's recording of The Wasteland, it's not the literary labyrinths, but the poet's underlying sadness and droll humor that hit you. Stephen Sondheim has been the most serious poet of the American musical, and among the funniest. It's great to hear him illuminate this lost material in his own voice.
Lloyd Schwartz teaches English and creative writing at the University of Massachusetts Boston and is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Sondheim Sings, Volume 1, on the PS Classics label.